Shop presents A Trip to Sardis by Edwin Granberry.
Sleeping and dreaming, still full of their baby concerns. It ain't in my heart to waken them. It ain't in my heart to. Oh, Lord, I'm fearful. I don't know if I'm acting right or not, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mama? Mama?
Nothing's wrong, Jim. Don't be scared.
Mama, you ain't crying.
No, Jim.
You're praying.
Yes, I were praying. It'll be day soon. You better be rising up. Your Uncle Holly will be along directly.
It's really come. The day we're going to Sardis in the wagon to see Pappy.
It's come, all right.
Seems like I just can't believe yet we're going.
There ain't time for talk now, Jim. You best bestir yourself. And waken up Dan'l, too.
Put on the clean things are washed out for you, so you look decent and be a credit to your raisins.
Wake up, Dan'l. Wake up.
Leave me be. Make him leave me be, Jim. Jim.
Aw, don't be afeard, Dan'l. Ain't nobody bothering you.
Yeah, it's dark. I can't see, Jim.
Ain't there a soul here but me and you. See, I got my arm around you. Open up your eyes now.
Oh, I was dreaming.
What dreaming were you having?
Gone right out of my head. But it was fearful, Jim. Fearful what I dreamed.
The day's come, Dan'l. It's right here now.
What, Jim?
The day we've been waiting for to come. Oh, you'll recollect it all in a minute.
I recollect. It's the day we're going in the wagon to see Pappy.
We're going all the way this time, right on to Sardis, where Pappy is. I never see such a place as Sardis. Pappy taken me one time when he were going to market. You were too little then, and you were afeard you'd get tuckered. You started up whimpering just as we drove off, and Pappy jumped out in the wagon and run back and told you, "Don't take on now, Dan'l. Soon as you get to be six, I'll bring you, too. And we'll have us a right fine time." It were terrible long ago that Pappy taken me, but I can see it all plain, just like it was happening now.
Well, son, were it a good ride on the merry-go-round?
Pappy, it were like nothing else in the world.
I'm happy it pleased you, son.
Are they always in Sardis?
Only just on market day. Likely the fella that owns them figures there'll always be a parcel of young'uns a coming along with their maws and paws. And if in the maws and paws ain't downright mean, they can spare a nickel to give the young'uns a treat.
Oh, look, Pappy. Over yonder on top of that building. They got a gold ball sticking up in the air.
Yeah, that's the courthouse. I calculate that ball must be 25 foot around the middle. Awful pretty, catching the sun the way it does.
Is it bigger around than our well?
Oh, it's a sight bigger than the well.
Lemonade.
Reckon you could stand wetting your whistle, lemonade, huh, Jim?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mister, let's have a couple of them lemonades.
Mighty hot day. Hey, officer?
I thank you. Hee, Well, how do it go down, son?
It's colder than the spring water in the holler. I never knew there could be something so cold. I can feel it freezing my teeth together.
The ice makes it so cold.
Oh, I ain't never had ice.
Well, here, young fella. I put a little piece in your glass so as you can eat it.
Why, sure, thank you.
Ice cold.
Don't them turkeys look plump and tasty? Now, if and I just weren't so scarce of money, I'd certainly take one home to your mammy. It's a long time since I were able to shoot her a wild one.
I never see so many things to eat in my life. Oh, look, Pappy. Look, coming. What's that?
Them's balloons.
Balloons?
Yeah.
There's something like a big soap bubble, only with the same color all over.
Yeah.
Just look at them all bobbing and swaying like as if they was trying to get away.
It's the gas in them makes them pull that away.
Gas?
Yeah, something in them makes them go up in the air if you let go of the string.
I reckon they cost a heap of money.
It's a good thing you don't come off in the town, young squirrel. Bless me, your pappy wouldn't have a cent to his name. I expect we can get you a balloon, though. Hey, you!
Oh, Pappy, I won't forget today all the other days I'll live. Anything like it. You just can't picture it, Dan'l, till you've been there.
I recollect the water tower.
Not in your own right. It's by me telling it you see it in your mind.
And lemonade with ice in it and balloons every kind of color.
That, too, I seen and told to you.
And I never seen any of it at all.
It's me were there. I let you play, like, but it's me went to Sardis. You weren't old enough.
Sakes now, ain't it, Jim?
Well, and you're going today.
But it's Mom and Uncle Holly that's taking me.
Pappy would have done it if he'd stayed here. Anyways, it's much the same. We're gonna see him.
Pappy live in Sardis now?
Well, I don't rightly know. He went there a long time back,
Jim?
But...
Jim? Dan'l?
Yes, Mama?
Are you getting your clothes on? Breakfast is most fit.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, pile out in that bed.
All right. Oh, it cold aches me.
Get into your britches, quick, while I'm holding. Right. Stay still now, and I'll get the shirt over your head. You won't be shivering long, Dan'l. It's going to be fair. I hear mourning doves starting already. The sun will make you warm.
Is it sunshiny inside us?
It's past believing, Dan'l. And when it shines on that gold ball that's perched on the courthouse...
The one that's figuring how well...
It's 25 feet around the middle.
Come eat now, you young'un.
Yes, ma'am, we're coming. Catch a hold of my hand.
All right.
These stairs is mighty dark.
Morning, Mama.
Morning, boys. You look right neat. Your hands could be a mite cleaner with a bucket of fresh water yonder and some soap. Look careful you don't drip none on your clothes.
Yes, ma'am.
Might I could catch the gold ball, Jim?
Not unless you wish to get the tallest ladder in Florida.
And climb up to the courthouse roof. And then you need another ladder to...
Draw up, boys, and get to eating. Well, Dan'l, you look half froze. Best set close to the stove.
All right, Ma.
Ain't you forgot something, Jim?
Huh? Oh, we give thanks, Lord, for the food the house, providing that we're going to eat aim there.
I don't want never again to see you tearing into your rations before you've said a blessing.
Well, I didn't study to do it, Mama. It's just that I was thinking about us going to see Pappy and Sardis till I forgot.
All right, go ahead and eat now, so as you'll be ready when your Uncle Holly comes.
Hey, Jim, will Uncle Holly buy us lemonade and Sardis?
Well, it ain't decided yet. He ain't spoke.
Maybe Pappy will.
Likely Pappy will. Maybe something better than lemonade.
What will it be?
Well, it might could be ice cream cone.
ice cream cones. Oh, Jim.
Oh, there's Uncle Holly now.
Morning, Holly.
Morning, Mary. Morning, young'uns.
Can I sit up and front with you, Uncle Holly?
Yeah, well, I'll have to study about that, Dan'l. You fixed on taking them still, Mary?
I am.
Well, I reckon you know, Mary, it's not my nature to meddle in other folks' doings. But I can't help thinking you're dead wrong to take them. It'd be different if they was older.
Uncle Holly, I'm 11 years now, and Pappy taken me when I wasn't hardly older than Dan'l.
Hush, Jim. He asked to see him, Holly.
Hmm?
Nobody but God Almighty ought to tell us who it can or can't have.
Well, God knows I don't grudge him the sight of them. I were only thinking if they were my sons.
They're Jim's sons, Holly. By the time I were hitching the wagon, you can hit me if you have a mind to.
Yeah.
Boys, come out as soon as you're finished. Don't tarry.
That were mighty mean, Uncle Holly.
Uncle Holly ain't got a mean bone in his body. I can't figure why he didn't want it. Listen, you were afraid we'd fret Pappy while he's ailing.
Is Pappy ailing?
Well, not bad. But the doctor don't like too many folks are visiting him. He must be a sight better now, though. Or Mama wouldn't be taking it. Hey, you haven't at your corn pone.
I'm saving it to take to Pappy.
Pappy don't crave their old corn pone.
Maybe he'd want to have my whistle. The one that went in the Cracker Jack box Uncle Holly brung me.
That ain't a whistle for a man, Dan'l.
No.
Pappy just laughed at a puny squeaking trick like that. Well, even if you've had enough, we'd best get out. Mama will be riled if we keep him waiting.
Sure, all right. Seems like there must be something I could take him.
Jim, where are you off to?
Just a minute.
Come back here. You hear me? Jim,
get down out of there.
Are the worms gnawing you that you skin up a pomegranate tree at this hour? Don't I feed you enough?
Well, we're only...
We ain't yet come to the shame of you and Dan'l hunting your food off in the trees and grass. People passing on the road and seeing you gnawing will say that Jim Cameron's sons are starved, foraging like cattle of the field.
Well, I were getting a pomegranate for Pappy.
Oh, I guess we won't take any, Jim. But I'm proud it come to you to take your Pappy something.
Well, if it were Dan'l, it come to, Mama.
It were a fine thought, and I'm right proud. Though today, we won't take anything.
I guess there's better pomegranates than Sardis anyway.
There's no better pomegranates in all Florida than what's right above your head. If and pomegranates were needed, we would take him his own.
Is Pappy feeling too poorly to relish him?
Yes, I reckon he is. You'd best got to know, Jim. Pappy won't be like you recollect him. He'd been right sick. Sicker than I've let on to you till now. Dan'l was such a baby when he seen him last that he won't take any notice likely, but you're older, son.
Mama.
Pappy'll look pale. And he won't be as bright-mannered as you recollect. So don't labor him with questions. Speak when it behooves you and let him see you're upright.
Yes, Mama. He's mending now, though, ain't he? He's getting better.
Sun's rising, Mary.
Well, come along now. We got to get started.
All right, climb up in back of your ma, young'uns. I'd better sit down with straw to spare your bones some.
Ain't you a driver, Uncle Holly?
Huh? Uncle Holly's gone ahead of us in his own wagon. Get in, Dan'l.
Why do we gotta take two wagons? Can't we all ride together in Uncle Holly?
His horse goes faster now.
Well, climb in, you pesky little varmints, before I toss you in.
All right, Uncle Holly.
Up you go now. All right.
What are you doing back there, Holly?
I were fixing to put the top up. Could be you'd feel right glad to have it over you when we get to the highway.
I thank you, but we're all right as we are.
We don't never have the top up unless the rain's falling.
Well, there's things a shield would be needed against more rain.
What things, Uncle Holly?
Why, the sun, young'un. It's like to be a terrible hot day. You'll be plum roasted time to get to Sardis.
I like feeling roasted.
I've been riding under the open sky all my life. So's the boys. Guess we won't change our ways today.
Yeah, if that's the way you feel, Mary, there's no more to be said. I'll go on now.
You are be getting too far ahead. Give a holler and I'll slow her down. Yes, Pessy. Come on now.
Pessy's a captain. Hurry, Mama. Hurry.
Get up. Get up.
Thank you.
like he's trucking by us.
Sounded like it.
Miss Fletcher was sitting up in the front seat and Clem was driving it. I wonder why they didn't holler back.
Likely they didn't hear you. That old Ford makes such a ruckus you couldn't hardly hear a wildcat was he to howl in your ear.
Do go fast, though.
Not so terrible fast. Were we to try, we could give him a right good race in the wagon.
Maybe.
And I bet Uncle Holly could beat the pudding out of him with Betsy.
Just the same. I'd admire to ride in a truck sometimes.
Did I ride? I'd pick me something sprier than Fletcher's Ford. Now there goes something like.
Sure we're traveling. And weren't it a pretty one?
You'll see, he's just as pretty when we get to Sardis.
I already seen more than I ever did before.
There do seem to be a plenty going our way. And a heap of wagons, too. Must be market day.
Oh, Jim, then will I get to see the balloon men and the horses that make
music? If it's market day, they'll be there.
Mama, is it market day today in Sardis? Is it, Mama?
You and Jim, get your mind off from balloons and flying horses and such. There's no business that'll take us to the market today, be they having it or not.
Oh, Mama, you...
I don't want to hear you fretting, Dal. And I don't want to hear you tormenting Pappy to take you, neither.
We won't, Mama. Don't take on, Dal. There's a sight of things in Sardis besides the market.
Apple bars, the ice cream cones, won't he?
You don't want to go asking him for them.
But you told me, Jim.
Hush up. Have patience. We'll get something, sure. Look, ain't that old man better than turning at the Ford?
Where?
Right up there ahead of us, riding on that runny little black horse. We'll be passing him in a second.
Don't neither of you call to him or wave. Sit up tall. Look straight ahead like I do. You stay that way now. We're coming into Sardis. It ain't seemly for you to be lolling all over the wagon, peering and hollering at everybody you see.
What, Mama, should they call howdy to us first?
There's a small risk of that. You do like I say, anyways.
Ain't it manly to call howdy in Sardis? Mama, riled Jim?
Not truly, Dale.
Mama should keep rapping on us, sir.
I don't rightly know. There's things this morning I just can't figure.
Jim, why are you looking scared?
Why, ain't? Whatever is there to be scared of. I never see the like of you for getting notions. Look down. Rearing up there against the sky.
It's the water tower.
That's what it is.
I know it right off. It's just like your toe, only it goes up higher. It's higher than the big pines of Palmetto Swamp.
And yonder's the depot where the trains come in from Jacksonville and such.
All these folks live here, Jim?
This here's Main Street. All the stores mostly is along here. And the moving pictures there.
What's that, Jim? Show me.
It's down the block a piece. Mama, why's Uncle Holly turning off here?
Because that's the way we're going.
Well, can't we keep along Main Street just a little way further? Then,
please, Jim. Don't fuss.
I didn't get to see the moving picture theater.
Well, maybe we can see it going there.
Jim! The gold ball.
Why, so it is. That must be the courthouse, only we're seeing it sideways instead of straight on. Or maybe it's the back of it. I've got kind of muddle mind with all this twisting and turning we're doing.
What's the other big building? The one with the wall all around it. Look, they got a barbed wire fence fixed on top of the wall.
Yeah.
What's the sense of that? Ain't no bear and a wildcat could jump that high anyways, and they'd have a right hard time climbing them slippery stones.
Ain't there to keep the beasts out. I recollect right, this building...
There's so many windows, and every one of them with rails across it.
Them ain't rails. Them are bars made out in iron. This is... Mama! Uncle Holly stopped here. He's hitching a Betsy to a tree.
We've come to where we're going, Jim.
Can we get out, Mama?
In a second, son.
Who's that man Uncle Holly's talking to at the gate? Is he a soldier? Mama, look at all the men peering out of the windows.
It's all right, Mary. I talked to him, and he'll let us in this way. Like I thought, they's mostly gathered on t'other side.
Get out, boys.
All right, hold your arms out, young'uns. I'll lift you down.
All right.
Come on. That's it.
Why do they have those things across the windows, Uncle Holly? Jim says they're made out loud.
Hush up, Dan. Don't talk. Don't say nothing more. We're going to see Pappy now, and he's sick. Talking makes him worse. He's terrible sick. Terrible, terrible sick.
Mm-hmm. Just come along this way, Miss Cameron. Right down the hall, ma'am, where the deputy's standing. He's got the door open for you.
Me and the boys will wait here a spell, Mary. You just call us when you're ready.
Wait here with your uncle now. I'm right proud of you, son. We're here, Jim.
Mary. Mary.
Morning, Miss Cameron.
Morning, Reverend.
I'll be coming back, Jim. Goodbye, ma'am. God bless you and help you.
Thank you, Reverend.
Let me hold you to me, Mary, honey. Let me feel you to me again.
Jim. Jim. I ain't never gonna let loose of you. Ain't no one can make me. Ain't no one can...
Making the misery worse for you.
There's no making worse what I'm feeling.
Young'uns come.
Like you asked. They're waiting with Holly.
Well, thank you, Mary. I know it was cruel hard on you to bring him. Maybe I shouldn't have asked it, but...
It's your right to see him, Jim.
He spoke to him.
Only to tell him you were ailing bad. I'll fetch him in now. Ollie, you can come along now.
Do they guess more than you?
No, Dan'll don't. He's too little. But Jim's right sharp, and he... Step in, boys, and greet your pappy.
Morning, Holly. Jim. Dan'l. It's a treat to see you, sons. It's a treat to my heart.
Well, have your feet froze to the ground that you can't do nothing but stand there gaping? Seems like you'd want to give your pappy a hug after not seeing him for so long.
Howdy, Pappy.
Oh, Pappy.
Pappy.
Jim, Dan'l.
I'm terrible happy to see you, Pappy.
Me too, Jim. Me too, young'un. Dan'l. Like to squeeze a breath out of you both on that bed.
You come all the way in the wagon, Pappy.
Well, that was quite a trip for you, young fella. He ain't done so much traveling yet.
I aimed to bring him a whistle, but Jim said it made too puny a sound for a man.
Well, never mind, Dan'l. The thought you'd want to bring it pleasures me more than the finest whistle in the world.
Jim here picked some pomegranates off from the tree to bring you, but
son, I'm mighty happy you recollected how I used to love them pomegranates. I thank you. Right proud of both you and Dan'l.
Mary, I hate to say it, and you too, Jim, but this fella outside says there ain't much more in 10 minutes now. If and you want to get the young ones out, Mary...
We gotta go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jim.
Best go now, Mary. I want you should be on the road before...
Can we come back soon, Pappy? Might we could come back next week?
Come over here, son. You too, Dan'l. Pappy wants to say something for you to hear.
Pappy? Well,
Dan'l, listen while your pappy's speaking.
I want you should both grow up to be upright men. Take care of your mammy. Always do her bidding.
Yes, Pappy.
Mind against anger catching you by the throat and blinding your eyes. Anger and hate. Don't let them master you and drive you on. I'm going to give you my watch, Jim. You're the oldest. I want you should keep it till you're a grown man. Dan'l, here's the chain. That's for you.
Well, come on, young'uns. Come along with me.
Ain't Mama coming?
Yes, she'll follow after. Come along.
I thank you, Pappy.
Mary, honey. Mary, honey.
Thank you.
You want, I should walk to the wagon with you, Mary? There's a milling throng out there.
Black-hearted trash. May what they've come to peer at rot their eyes and their heads. We'll walk alone, Holly. You wait here.
Look yonder at them trees. Every one full of folks, perched up like squirrels.
Mama, they're appearing over the wall here. There.
Put your head up, son. Dan'l, get your hold of my hand. Come along now, and don't waste one look at that swarm of carrion flies.
Jim, is Pappy coming home with Uncle Holly?
Yes, son.
We never got our ice cream cone, did we, Jim? Don't take on. We got something better. We got a once and change, Jim.
Dad'll. He don't know, Mama.
No, son.
I never seen such a place as Sardis.
You have just heard a presentation of Edwin Granbury's short story, A Trip to Sardis, adapted for radio by James and Elizabeth Hart. The Columbia Workshop is always interested in encouraging and presenting the works of new writers. And we are happy tonight to announce that this dramatization was the first radio work by Mr. and Mrs. Hart. The music heard on this program was composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of Brewster Morgan. The cast for tonight included Elsie May Gordon as the mother, Ray Collins, the father, James Donnelly, Jim, Jack Grimes, Daniel, and Edward Latimer as Uncle Holly. Next Thursday at this same time, we will present a Christmas drama, Bread on the Waters, written especially for the Columbia Workshop by Arch Oberlin. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.